Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight it's going to be another great show right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're going to be talking about how should I submit music for radio airplay. But before we get too deep into the topic, let's cover the show, as always, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform as a way to express ourselves collectively as a community. Lord, we ask that you denounce all technical difficulties in dealing with this program tonight. Although it has already started, Lord, we ask that you would push it aside and allow us to get the message across to the many people that tunes in to listen to our program. Lord, we need direction. We need your guidance, and we need your blessings among our gift today, that we can spread the good news to what we are able and capable of doing as music artists and music professionals. Lord, please let us take all into light of what we are able to do, and respectfully, not only in the community, but also to you as the God we serve. Lord, I ask you this in Jesus' name. As everyone knows, that's my disclaimer. I am a Christian, and I'm going to tell you that. I'll tell you that over and over again. I love the Lord, and the way I serve Him, this is the way I serve Him, by, you know, being able to give back to the community. And Hip Hop National has been open. It's open up to everyone, anyone who all wants to participate. So you can tell your friends and family, everybody, would like to be a part of our program, that we are making headway in a different direction as we approach the industry. And if they like to be a part of it, they are not ostracized from being here. We just ask that they give respect to the show, and as we would also give respect to them. So with that said, I'm letting you guys know I am having a little technical difficulties at the moment. The computer at the moment, at the start of the show, decided that it just wanted to start itself all over again. So it's very hard for me to even go to the board or see who's on the board at the moment. So we'll be back up in a moment. Like I said, tonight we're talking about airplay. How should we submit music for airplay? And well, we're gonna talk about it on various levels, as also including right here on our program how you should submit it here. But I'm finding that a lot of music artists are not ready or savvy enough to put all of their data and information in the emails that they often send out. Many of them will send out an email with just a link, and I guess they expect someone to actually review it and get back with them just by email. Well, there's various formats in which you want to try to send your message across, and it's important today. It's a thing called NAP over the Internet. It's name, address, and phone number. Everything that you do, you want your name, your address, and phone number to be attached to it. Because if it's not, it can easily get lost as you're trying to promote yourself. I want to say, Raw Dog, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Oh, hey, good evening, Poetic. Yeah, you know, I'm happy to hear your voice this evening. And, you know, these are, you know, what you, I love the topic because these are the things that the young folks don't realize that are necessary. And when they do try to get their music out here to the world, you know, they think all they need to do is just send the song and their rap name, but that's not their surname. You know, and when you do business, you sign contracts. And the industry, you know, the industry wants to know who they're dealing with. And, you know, and then, you know, it turns into the business aspect of it because then the industry wants to know, well, do you have the license? Is it copyrighted? You know, all these things come in the business world, and they got to realize music is what they create, but business is what they have to do.
What they have to conduct, absolutely.
Well, yes.
Well, with that said, you know, there's different. Let's start with the commercial approach. You know, when you're trying to go out and, you know, to submit your music for commercial airplay, you often have to deal with the music director or the program director. And in the olden days, more or less, I would say, not too much of the olden days, you would actually stop into a radio station and, you know, you ask for them to, you know, give you some support, listen to your music, and you would submit it. When you go submit it, you're not going in there with a blank CD with nothing written around the CD. You're pretty much going in there with information on that CD and attached to that CD. So when the program will direct to get to it, they're able to contact you and make the contact with you. You're usually going in there with a press kit that has your biography in there, a photo, and information that is supporting what you're trying to do. Now, today in the email world, everything is immediate. But also in commercial radio, you have what they call radio pluggers, and I think that's more or less the protocol to actually getting to those program directors because they deal with people that they have a relationship with. They relatively don't deal with the general public. But however, radio stations, you can go into your local radio station and get what they call local love.
Very true.
Local. Say again?
Very true, very true.
Yeah.
And I know that to be a fact, yes.
Yeah, radio stations, they support people in their own city where you can come on. They have this little section sometimes where they have a section a week on the show so that they can support the local community. But when you come there, they're looking for you as an artist. That what they're expecting from you as an artist is that you're going to put a promotional campaign behind what you're doing if they're supporting you on the radio show.
Do you think, now, a lot of the people that are doing the shows and the DJs and what have you, they're also looking to steer quality talent. You know, it's funny because I've learned that a lot of the disc jockeys, let's call them that, or the people that are playing the music, the personalities on the radio, they're also managers, and they put on shows. So they're looking for people that qualify to be put in the spotlight. You know, there's nothing better in a feather of a cap of someone that's on the air to discover new talent, because it's just part of how that goes with them. You know, they have the inside look of what the public is asking to hear, and so therefore the talent approaching them has a chance to be out there if the product is right. See, that now, you know, when we talk about young talent and what have you, even though they might have the, you know, all the paperwork and the follow-up and what have you, you know, the term hater comes, you know, because of the fact that, you know, it's the flavor or the quality of the production. They haven't tested. They you know, it's one thing to believe in yourself, but the next thing is that you've got to do an analysis of the product standing outside of the box, especially if you're the talent on the product. You know, and taking it to the different places to get it played, you need to know that it's something that's going to be accepted by the general public. You know, I've seen young artists stand on the street corner taking a survey, not trying to sell their product, but just asking people to listen to a few seconds of their product and to, you know, tell them what they think of what they've heard. Because, see, in that aspect, you then see whether the public is going to embrace that product and if it is a worthy product. You know, they've had little sheets to say the clarity, the depth of it. What about what did you think about the lyrics and what have you? The music quality, that is there any suggestions you might have for this that we can take back to the studio and correct? You know, it's funny because that's something that a lot of artists, the young ones, don't even consider. You know, and they should if they want to be successful. You know, we talk about critics and criticism, but, you know, everybody's not a hater. They can give you input on your product because, remember, this is the digital age. You can go back and add or correct something that it seems to be wrong with the consensus of the public, you know, rather than, oh, they're just haters. No. They have a right to tell you what they like and what they dislike. It's a point one in that survey, since you're stepping outside of the box, the questions that are asked on it that, you know, hey, changing something, adding something, it just won't float, you know, scrap and start again. You know, that is a better helpful way of getting your career going forward than just walking around talking about haters. You know, if you want to be successful, find out if that product is going to take you forward rather than just stalemate you. You know, I mean, it's a funny world, but that's one way that I found that works on individual products.
Okay. And now, are you familiar with the college circuit, Ronald?
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah.
We touched on that. Didn't a gentleman touch on how to get into that the other day on the last show?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the last show. It was a few shows back.
Okay.
A few shows back. I was talking about, you know, how the community college stations, how they support, you know, how they support artists today. But see, the thing it is, we have to be mindful to how we submit and who we submit to. We have to find out what days that they accept submissions. You know, we got to find out who that contact person is. Who do I need to speak with? What are they expecting? Do they? How are they looking for an instrumental along with an acapella, along with you know, with the recorded piece? The full recording.
I talked to you one time, and see,
okay.
Yes, you were talking about the colleges, but now, see, there goes knowing someone that they trust and believe. Because now when you make that statement about the colleges, you have to say, well, how many submissions are they getting every week? Okay. And there was a gentleman on one of your other shows, you remember, he said he gets so many of them that he doesn't even get time to get into listening to them. But he'll get a call from someone like you that they respect, and he'll say, hey, I'm sending you. And that one will go to the front of the line. See, because they know that you're not going to send them something that's not of industry quality. See, we often talk about having someone represent us. We talk about, you know, those doorways. You mentioned at the stations, and someone at the station familiar with an individual can get you possibly aired over the radio. See, you know, that was the funny thing. And you know what? You and I have talked about that. And you talked about knowing these people, but I don't think that the people that you have listening to the Hip Hop National Radio understand that that's what you can do for them.
See, that's part of the reason why I talk about it, is because it's important that they know that. We can get music submissions, you know, over to an appropriate place,
right,
international airplane, because we're familiar with certain people who's out there who can actually get them plugged in certain it's a relationship thing. That's basically where it starts at. You build a relationship with one contact, and that one contact turns you on to other contacts. That's just how it is. In this industry, it's a lot of people, you know, behind the scenes have made a lot of connections and a lot of work come into play and made connections with other people to take them to different levels in this playing field.
Well, you know what's funny, and this is the part that I haven't understood about those that are trying to be artists and have a product. You know, you have Hip Hop National Radio has a Facebook page, and I've often wondered why people will post their songs, but you know, I don't think they realize that, you know, that they can go further with you and email you their song. That, you know, now that you're playing music, those same individuals that are trying to be heard because they post on Hip Hop National Radio Facebook can now send it to Hip Hop National and be aired over the your station. I mean, you know, we talk about getting out there and we talk about getting the radio, but that's how easy it is. But that's where they don't believe. You know, it was funny when musicians and bands and what have you, and you can remember the era when they had good bands that backed up the local singers and what have you, and they were really good. But the problem was they were so comfortable in their neighborhood that they wouldn't go to a bigger promoter or to a bigger agency to find out if that agency could find them bookings. You know, I remember walking into a guy's office and he said, you know, no one comes off of the hill and wants to talk about are there any bookings that you might be able to find for us? And he said, I wish there were more individuals that would take that step, just like with you. You know, on your Facebook, people post every day. I mean, there's at least 50 to 60 people posting a day their music. Well, very few people are jumping from that page and going to listen to that music. How many more people would they be able to get to if they just submitted it to Hip Hop National Radio? I mean, do the math. I mean, you know, it's incredible.
I agree with Rondo. I mean, hey, I don't really like to just toot my horn there, but the truth is, many people do know that I could say I'm connected with a lot of people. You know,
and
I've been sowing my seed for years now, where people are beginning to really respect what I do and like what I do, and they respect what I bring to them.
Adam, guess what? You go in many directions with your show. I mean, we've had people. I remember somebody calling in from California, somebody calling in from New York, Atlanta, Texas. I mean, I don't understand. You know, when they just posted as far as Facebooks, they're like crabs in a barrel. They're going to get overlooked because there's, I mean, they all practically say the same thing. If we're the greatest, this is the one. I spit fire. But in the same, you're not going to hear them if they don't take that extra step and say, I want somebody to hear me. It's like they're embarrassed of what they're saying, you know.
Another thing is sometimes I'll put out a post, and like today I put out a post and tell people to submit their stuff. People submitted their stuff. I told them to give me a call once they've done it. But the phone didn't ring at the time when they did it. I went into the archives. I see a few posts there. I will be getting in touch with those people. The reason why I've set it up to go to my website is so that when we receive submissions, I don't have them send it to my email. People reach out to my email. They send it to my email, and they figure out how to get to our email. They send it to their email, and what happens is they don't give us the full information about them. They leave things out. What we want as a submission here at Hip Hop National, we want your name, your address, your phone number, your email address. We want to know how. We want your bio. We want a picture of you, in case we want to get in touch with you, do a story around what you're doing. We want to have all of the information that's necessary so we can promote you on our end once we get in contact with you.
Well, I can understand that.
And what happens when people send us an email, we don't get their phone number. And we like to reach out to them by the phone, at least touch base with them on it.
I got a question for you, okay? Because I've had a few people ask me, and so I need to know this one point, okay? Not everybody has the pictures or the bio ready at that point, but the least that they can have to get a submission possibly aired on your program is their name, their address, and their phone number and their email address. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and you know, some of them are just artists, okay? They haven't gone and been told there are more requirements necessary to come so that you can be put out further into the public eye. Now, as far as the first stages, would you say that the email, the address, the telephone number, it would be enough at this point? Because, see, guess what? I think maybe that's something that would be a stumbling ground, because a lot of them haven't got that part worked up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I do see a lot of submissions coming our way. That to me is it lacked the contact information, and the reason why, the purpose behind is this show is really to kind of get them on track on knowing how they do it. Because don't get me wrong, today I'm also into reputation marketing. And in that field that I work in, name, address, and phone number is very important, even on Google.
Well, is that because of the authentication, that is a submission by the artist? Or is that...
Say it again?
Is that because you want to verify that it is the artist submitting something for you to play rather than just
a friend?
I mean,
for us on radio, we don't care. We don't care if we got your legal name or we have your stage name. All we want to make sure, and especially when you start going to the level of commercial radio, they want to make sure that you have all your copyrights in place. They want to make sure that the music is encoded properly. So when they're playing that music, that it shows up in media base. Media base and BDS sound scan where they can actually monitor their song.
Okay, can I ask you a question? I need a little clarification because I'll tell you why. A lot of people are doing mixtapes, and mixtapes are things that are stolen from other artists. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it a mixtape.
It's for promotional purpose only.
Right, but see, that's what I'm asking you is for them to submit something like that. Is that what you're talking about? That cannot be done, because you see, you know,
on the terrestrial side, I would say it cannot be done.
Okay, but wait a minute. Now,
not,
tell them what terrestrial is. Because they don't, you know, tell them what terrestrial is. Because
radio is what you hear every day, AM, FM, pretty much FM radio.
And all music played on that has to be licensed. Is that correct?
Yeah, has to be licensed.
Okay. So now, on internet, that's not terrestrial, correct?
It's not terrestrial. That's online. And the thing it is, when I last checked with Nielsen, online radio stations, they have not yet started monitoring it yet. But many people have said to do. From what I literally called down there, but I'll call again. But I've called down there to find out if they've taken monitoring on it. No. Sound Exchange does monitor internet radio.
Okay, now is it a violation if someone were to submit something to you that they had sampled from another artist that, let's say, you know, old artist, a newer artist, music that they picked up from somewhere else that they don't own,
Is it a violation? Absolutely it's a violation.
Okay,
especially
now I got one question.
If you have permission, what's that?
Okay, I was asked this by a young person, and I tried to tell them the same thing. But they tried to tell me that as long as they're not selling it, but it's included within them, because they're making money off of mixtapes. So they're making money off of selling it in a different market.
I was going to say this before you interrupted me. It's still no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's regardless of they're not selling it or not, it's still a violation. If they haven't gotten the permission through Harry Fox Agency or through the people's publisher, the music publisher of that song, they're violating the copyright. No matter how they put it. Now, I can tell you this. will the person waste time, will the publisher waste time coming after them if no money is being made? Will they take it to court? Absolutely not. They're not going to waste money or waste time for that, because if you're not selling it, then there's nothing to recoup.
Okay.
That does not mean that is not a violation.
But now, okay, let's just say something slipped through the cracks that
now,
you
don't get me wrong,
coming.
And I'll say this. I'm no lawyer.
Okay, but now I got to ask you a question. Because, see, if something slipped through the cracks that you weren't aware of, that they had taken the music from another artist or something, and it slipped through the cracks and you played it, is there any fallout that would happen to you?
Not that I'm aware of. I can't say. I put it this way. I haven't crossed that bridge yet. But this program, don't get me wrong, Blog Talk don't. From what I understand, they don't even pay the blanket fee to the licensing of the royalty. The program that the platform that I use. But they're supposed to pay it, because music is being played all, not only for my program, but for many programs throughout Blog Talk.
Okay. Now, why am I asked all of these questions is because I understand the platform that you stand on. But in saying that same thing to you, that, yeah, okay, a mixtape submission is possible. As long as you don't know it, then I'm going to ask you this question. Then is it possible that you will allow that? Now, I mean, why I ask you that is this is talent getting out to the world.
Actually, I will. And I got to be honest with you, I will, because I'm not one to monitor every sample. If I find that, if I see that it's an outright sample, and it's something that I obviously caught, it's possible I may not let that be on there.
Can I say this as someone representing artists and what they do out here? Can you change your heart and just leave that side alone and say, artists, come to me. Now, you understand that it can't go as far as they might want it to go, but the talent that exists would make it either worthy to play or not worthy to play. That would be a judgment call, not because of what they sampled or took, because that to me that it, Poetic. Okay, I know you're gonna call me by my surname. Okay, anyway, Poetic. I'm saying to you, being policemen and the young folks that are trying and that want to be heard deserve an outlet. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You're prompting them to do the right thing, and that is to be successful. But in the same point, the talent exists, and they may not have that avenue for that complete production. But there are so many people that you are involved with, such as producers, beat makers, that in that point, the talent will be heard, and the opportunities for the young ones will, the doors will open, because some producer or an agent or someone will open the door and say, throw that mixtape one away. I've got something here that I want you, I think it is right for you. And give them the opportunity. And, you know, the funny part about it is that I wish every young artist had their own studio and they have the music or the money to purchase the beats and what have you. But I think
Rondo,
that yes, sir.
Could we send go to a break real quick? Come back
well,
in just a moment.
I tell you what, that's what pays the bills. Go to that break.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
This is Honey Jacks, reminding you for the best tips and advice on the music business, tune in to HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national fire buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight, like I said, it's going to be a great night here, and right now we're talking with Raw Dog. We're talking about how should I send music for radio. If we went to the break, he was asking me about the allowance of mixtape submissions. Raw Dog, you got the floor.
Yeah, you know, what I was asking you was this. I think you're being hard on the young folks. You know, that's like teaching them algebra before arithmetic. Some are, that's the way they start out as far as the mixtape, and that's what they can afford, using samples that are of another artist, their music or what have you. And, you know, I think personally, that, you know, talent, they may not be able to afford all of the necessary things to have a proper production, But the avenue to, for them to be heard and their talent to be heard on a production, that, you know, there are producers, there are beat makers, there are all things. I see it as a climbing point because, you know, the funny part about it is that sometimes the preservation of good quality music of the past needs to be brought back to the forefront because a lot of the young people have never, ever heard a lot of the older music. I'm not saying to sell it and what have you because that's not what it's about. It's about the young folks being able to participate and show their talents. And who knows? I mean, you might have you have producers and beat makers that listen to your show. That by them doing that, you might be able to give them that next step to these other people that they can rise and fulfill that dream of being successful. You know, and I wish you'd consider it because you see. You know, I know you want to be right, but then it's a point that you can play some of the mixtape things that they're doing. And, you know, a lot of those things are not considered underground, you know. They're considered mainstream. I think, you know, I can understand being a policeman at the door and saying, hey, I want the lyrics to be worthy of being played on the radio. I don't want to hear demeaning thoughts about females and the wrong suggestive points in their lyrics. But then to close the door on the mixtape artist that's not doing anything against what you don't like, please open that door up and allow them.
Well, You got a point. You got a point there, Raw Dog. But before I go, before I put myself throw myself on the bus because you put that out there, I want to do that with some people before, and I won't be a violation of my show because on the strength of growing forward, I want to make sure I don't put myself into a situation where I'm in a league fight. So,
Say this one thing? But can I say this one thing to you?
Yeah.
And this is the funny part, okay? You're not responsible if it is something from someone else. I looked into it just a little bit, okay? Now, I want you to look into it further. Don't take word of mouth.
Yeah.
But you're not responsible. It's not you that is producing the product.
Absolutely. I agree.
And you're not, and the funny part, you're not charging them to play the product. They're not charging you. So there's no money exchanged in that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not advertising someone buying that song. You're just displaying the artist like in a talent show. So if there's no money, guess what? Now, once the contest starts and people are to submit their submissions and there's a prize to be won, well, then you got a criteria there because I think in one of the conversations with you that those that submitted the top, 10, 12, 15 were going to be put on a mixtape for hip-hop national radio, and people could purchase that. So, you know, it's a point there that then it would be a point of...
I'll say this.
That sort of mixtape would actually be a mixtape of various different songs, various different originals from the artist.
Right. No. The one that would be that hip hop national all the things would be in place to make it a legal product. Not the everything would be correct. Okay, I mean, but yet just stopping artists at the point of the radio playing music. That's the only side I'm saying, and they submit to you. When the contest starts, that's a whole different submission. But by that time, some of the young artists will have it together enough, possibly, to fill all the criteria necessary to be in the contest. You know, the one thing I can say is this, you know, Mom and Dad can hear you do something. Grandma can hear you do something. But then if you have that avenue that says, wow, they played me. I was on the radio. I was on Hip Hop National Radio Show. The family will stand even closer behind and supporting. You know, but until the talent is shown, you know, you don't push the child in front of the car, you know. I mean, it's just like that, you know, and that's what I, you know, so the mixtape side of it, at the free submission, what have you, playing and airing and what have you, I hope you allow them to do that. It's not a you questioning each one CD to verify. Because it's not a money issue. There's no money.
I guess what would really have to take place is we have to put a disclaimer out on the program that they enter submissions on at their own risk. Any promotional mixtapes that encompass any other music from other artists that may be copyright. That they would be taking full responsibility, and that they sign off on it, because once they can do that, and then maybe have an adult sign off with them, then fine. I guess we can make those exceptions.
Okay, I'm gonna come at you one more time with this appeal. I gotta say this to you.
Whatever.
I appreciate you, and you definitely do business. But you know that old phrase, a scared man. When you go to sleep at night, you don't want to knock on the door because a scared man won't be. He can't sleep. You wouldn't be able to sleep and understand that going forward. I wouldn't suggest that to you. I would turn you into a scared man. Because, you see, you know, a disclaimer. See, now there's a catch to that whole thing. Everything is a file. You know, everything, even the way we give it to you, it's not a hard copy, it's a file. These things are all traceable back to the source. The source of where it came from. Because it's a point. You want name, you want address, and a phone number. Those are the requirements, okay? And submissions such and such and such and such on whatever date that's kind of stamped on the delivery of it. So in the point of you being in violation, it doesn't even come to a thought. And I'll say this to you, you know, talking about it over the air, and hopefully there are archives of shows and what have you, you wouldn't have a situation that anyone could question that you were not trying to exploit or receive a profit by selling. See, you know, the funny part about this, we have talked about it. You know, they always say oral agreements are worthless. Well, yeah, unless you got a tape. And you have said, oh, to the world, exactly, I don't want to hurt or be responsible or be at fault for doing something wrong, but I'm not trying to make a dime off of it. I'm not going, you know, other than the artist's name. if you don't get the person's name or their address or what have you, and, you know, the funny part about it is that the artist's name and the song title is all that you give when you're playing music. You don't even tell the location that they're in. I don't see a fallout. You know, I really don't. I mean, it's funny, but, you know, it can be done, and it would be helpful to the young people because I think that there's a lot of them, you know. And, you know, if you music, I think that would be the way to go. I'm being very, very honest with you.
Well, it'd definitely be something that we look in, into. Believe me, when you said scared, man, I don't like living my life on fear. And I'm not trying to be funny. I don't. But I have to take cautionary measures for when it comes to business for a reason. I won't say it's fear. It's just sometimes you got to make an educated decision before you make a foolish decision.
yes, you do.
And I would like some. You said you've been doing some research. Can you send me some of that? Can you send me some of that information? I read over it as well.
And then I
would be doing some Google searching.
And can I say something to you also?
No.
I've heard the mixtape on other places on the internet that are
absolutely
stations, and it's not an issue.
Well,
have mentioned to the people, send me. You know, I do understand, and see, I you know, that's why I brought it to you like that, because, you know, I understand, and business is business, and that's what I like about you. You're not trying to mislead young folks or get them in the middle of something that they didn't expect. You want them to be successful.
I don't get me wrong, my man. I've had a lot of friends who grew up in the drug game, and I've got some friends who are very successful and have left the drug game and became very successful. However, I have friends who have also on the other side of that got caught up and haven't seen the outside of a jail cell since we were probably 16, 17 years old, and I'm 46 years old.
Okay.
There's legalities in just about everything you do. Definitely when we were talking about the drug, when I was talking to you about the drug, I had the option too as a kid to go which way I wanted to go. I found that's not path for me, and I didn't want to ever get caught up in any legal jargon. Even when it comes to this music thing, there's a legal path to this. You know, I did violation before, and at that time, as a kid, I didn't really see it as a violation because I didn't understand it. Just because you don't understand something, that don't mean the law won't take full course on you. You know that, right?
True that. And I understand that. I really, really understand that. And that's why, you know, I say to you, you know, hey, the funny part about it is that you've made me happy, because if you look into it, I believe that you will allow those mixtapes to be played.
From what you've explained already, and from that perspective, I've explored it in my mind as well. Some time back, to, you know, just open up the door and the floodgates and let it be. The truth is, I'm doing is promoting. I'm not,
right.
You know, as long as I'm selling the product, as long as they're not from the product, I too see nothing wrong with it. I will consult with a legal advisor who I'm working with. So to make sure, it's CYA out here. It's real war, man.
Oh, I know. I would try to lead you to a path that couldn't be on the good side. You know, because see, the point of the matter is that you're interested in the artist and not the product. Now, you know, that in itself, once the contest starts, that's a whole different category. But you see that, you know, that's to be approached at that time. But just as music submissions and artistry, you know, artists to submit what they have, that's a whole different point. Because it's not about making money, and it's about giving an avenue to be heard. You know, you're not advertising, go back to this site and you'll be able to buy this and that and the other, because that's just not what it is. It's giving them an avenue to be heard. It's giving them an avenue to call up their grandma and their aunts and their uncles and saying, hey, I'm going to be played over the radio, and have something that they can stand and smile instead of being on the corners and what have you, trying to make a hustle.
And as you know, Raw Dog, I definitely support that.
Yeah.
without a doubt.
Well, you got another line going, don't you? Well, they haven't raised their hand, have they?
No. This guy, we know who it is. I believe that's Quinn. Quinn?
What's that?
How you doing, sir? Welcome to Hip Hop National.
Man, I'm chilling, man. How y'all doing, man?
We miss you, Quinn. We haven't heard from you for a minute.
Man, you know, I've been, you know, I ain't heard from y'all, man.
No, man.
I ain't heard from y'all, man. Where y'all been, man?
Well, last week, I totally took a, I was pretty much in, I was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I was doing business up there. So I took, everything was a rebroad from last week. But, you know,
okay.
We started on Monday, so we need,
yeah.
I didn't know where you were at on Monday. And then the week before
what?
That, you hadn't showed up either.
What?
Yeah,
now,
man.
Now, Quinn, aren't you affiliated with John Q?
Yeah.
Well, see,
yeah.
Now, John Q called in on the show yesterday and talked
John
about
Low,
Dr.
Low,
AC.
Low, 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 John
low.
Low,
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to figure out who John Q is.
Hey, they call me Raw Dog. Okay, now. Well, Quinn took me to the bathroom. I can say something wrong. Yeah. I ain't going to let you live that way.
Hey, It wasn't that major, man. I just had to step in there and smoke a cigarette, man. It wasn't that major.
Quinn, I'm not offended. I am not offended. You did nothing wrong. I shouldn't have opened my eyes.
Hey, you go always tell me that. I see.
Well, you know what? Say, if I can make you laugh and show you love. And hey, I will never forget you. So
no,
guess
man,
what?
I won't forget y'all, man.
We appreciate it.
I won't forget y'all, man. I love y'all, God, man. Y'all got me doing y'all thing, man. I mean, I miss y'all, God. No, I had to come back up here, man. I realized to see what happened. I came on here early, but let you know the show wasn't going. But I realized what time it was. I mean, so I had to catch y'all before y'all leave.
Yeah,
man, I got to catch y'all before y'all leave, man.
Well, but you know what? They call that loyalty. And loyalty is always appreciated.
And you know what, bro? Real loyalty never go away.
That's true.
It never go away, brother.
Let's see. Now, you know what? See how great you are, Poetic. You brought Quinn, and there's much love from Quinn. You got me. You know, Quinn, got a question for you. Did
What's
you
up,
hear
brother?
The point that I was appealing to him about letting young artists submit, you know, because you can submit music now, to be heard.
Yeah, you're gonna be able to answer him when we come back on the break. We're gonna stay on time tonight.
Oh darn!
All right, so y'all, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We're deeply into the topic tonight. Twin just joined us, and we're looking for Alan Langston. If you're listening, Alan, please, Langston, go ahead and give us a call. We are live and on the air, and we'd love to talk to you. So give us a call. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio, and I would mute my line. And we're talking about how should I submit my music. Y'all stay with us. We're getting ready to go to the break. Quinn has joined us. Y'all listen to this song. This is G-Squad, I Pray.
This is a TV.
Oh,
Is the place where your image matters. We handle all promotional needs that you could have in mind. We are so much more than t-shirts. We do business cards, pad folios, pins, and more. In fact, whatever you can put your name on, we do. Give us a call at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180. Tell them HHNR told you to give them a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Hey, this is Andre Alexander. Come join me at the Bishop Arts Theatrical Center at 218 Tyler Street in Dallas, Texas on June 24th at 7:30 p.m. for a night of soulful music. This event will be hosted by Lady Di. This will also feature some of my friends, the hip-hop violinist Gailey Bird, Sassy T, the comedian Q, and other special guests. Hope to see you there at the Bishop Arts Theatrical Center on June 24th at 7:30 p.m.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and we are talking about how should I submit music for radio airplay. I was talking with Raw Dog, and we were talking with Quinn just now. And without you asking Quinn a question, go ahead forward with your question, sir.
Yeah, Quinn, what I wanted to know is that he's opened it up for the music to be played on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays for just music programs. And he's kind of strict, you know. He's dad, you know, hey. And so he didn't – I questioned him about the acceptance and playing an artist that has done something, you know, the mixtape genre. Not to promote the sale of the song, but just playing the song to give the artist a little light for his talent, you know, and not being so restrictive. But when the contest, now there's going to be a contest, at that point the rules change and everything has got to be up and up and licensed and what have you. But just as the airplay on in the music shows on the Tuesday, Thursday, and on Saturday, do you think it's okay to that he allows young artists to submit a mixtape production?
Yeah. I think it's okay. I mean, you know, everybody that in the industry right now, everybody needs to play. You know what I mean? Because if I was a DJ, I will play everybody music. You know, if it's not hard or hard, you know what I mean? If it's lame or not lame, you know what I mean? I will play everybody music. So, I mean,
well,
yeah.
Quinn,
I
respect what you say, but I'm not playing everybody music. I am not going to tell y'all a lot. I'm only going to play music that I think is appropriate for the ears of everybody who can listen. How about that?
Well, I mean, I see you.
Because if it disrespect my mom listened to my show.
Yeah.
And for me, I don't care. I love you guys, but that's the lady who I like more than anybody on this earth. And I'm going to respect the day that I die. I've never, my mom never heard me curse, bro. And I do curse. I'm really good at it.
Quinn, him mama
up,
will whoop
up
his butt. he still get whipped.
Well, mind you.
It ain't necessary. Dude, my mom don't have to whip
me the same way.
Like it. Well, listen to me. My mom don't have to whip me. She gave me enough to last me for a lifetime to know that I got to give her that respect.
Well, yeah, you know I see.
And
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I understand that. And when you was young, she traumatized your butt by them whippings. You still fear that whipping. You going to tell it like it is? You know that old phrase? What is that? There's a rock.
I'm a Christian. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm a Christian, but I'm a human too. I make my mistakes, bro.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Mama raised you right. She put the fear of her at any time. You know that old phrase, I brought you into the world, I can take you out?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. She will whip you because she taught you right. You know? Hey, God bless her, man. You know, hey. See, now that's love and that's understanding. And that's also mentorship because, see, the young folks need to know you're not there to be greedy. You're there to steer them. You're there to try and get them into a higher level so the public can accept them. If you don't stand at the door with some kind of rules, you can't help nobody.
You're right. But, see, you know, that ain't what they're looking at, you know what I'm saying? I tell you what, 9 times out of 10, 99% of people out here right now agree. I mean, I wouldn't say a lot of people out there like that, but, you know, I tell you, majority of them, it's somebody out here like that.
Yeah, but
they
don't get me wrong, my man.
I have no greed in my blood, but I do have a need to pay some bills.
That's different, though, man. That's different. I can understand that because see, I'll be that same way. I feel you. I'm 100% with you on that. But come on, man. I mean, just you know, you want every dime you see. It ain't all like that, man. But I feel you on that one now. You know, because you got need. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, long as we living in this world, we gonna have bills to pay. So I mean, and we gonna have things to do. So I feel you on that one. I'm just talking about just greedy, like for real, like you know what I'm saying. I mean, just acting like a player ain't never had nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
We gotta be more presentable with it, cause the guy I'm gonna tell y'all right now, man. The guy we do our live recording at. He's a studio right here in Auburn, Georgia. And this cat has a lot of good customers, you know. He got a good studio and everything, you know what I mean? But this cat is greedy, man. I'm gonna tell y'all guys how this cat is, man. But see, the only thing that I like is the rapport in his studio. You know what I mean?
One thing I like about Twitter, you threw that man under the bus on national radio.
I'm just putting him under the bus for example, man, because in a way, I don't really care, because maybe he might change his prices, man. I mean, this man's greedy, man.
Quinn, can I ask you a question? Are you going back there?
Is he going back to the studio? You know, the reason why I like to go back there because I like his sound.
Okay, Quinn, let's pick him up from under the bus and put him up in the driver's seat and say, but you know, he does do the job.
Yeah.
So he does a good job. That's what you just said.
Now, when you say
he's being greedy, do he have standard prices set? You're looking on a menu. Is he charging you different than he charge other people?
When I look at it, man, we paid him one day to have a slot for a mixtape around this, around the area. Everybody in the 229 area, was gonna do a mixtape. He responsible for the mixtape, and he said the if you want to, put a slot on there, like put a song on there on the mixtape, it's $25. You know what I mean? We paid this man $25, man, and this man saying, he never put one of our songs on the mixtape.
If he said he was gonna do it, he should at least do what he said he's gonna do. I may be gone.
Right. That's not right.
But he didn't do all that. But the thing it is, he got an artist that he worked. He got an artist that he loved and he worked with so much, man. But he got to look at him, man. The spotlight ain't always on him, though. You know what I mean? I don't care if you got any producer got an artist that they deal with, man. He ain't the only one that in the industry is more than him.
Yeah, but Quinn, but you got to realize he might have him all hooked up. See, you got to realize the word that you used was he's greedy. He might be sharking this other dude. I mean, you see what I'm saying? In other words, he might own 80% of this other guy.
Yeah.
So, Steve, when you start to say he'll do this with this other artist, well, okay, maybe he's got him hooked up so
he got tight. He might have a little stake in his project.
But I kind of said something like that too, man, because I said he might. Everybody else might pin, but I don't think he takes it for studio time.
Well, see, but guess
but like
what?
I say, they may have an agreement in place.
Yeah, see, that paperwork, this other guy might be tied up so financially on the product that, he's a cash cow. See what I'm saying? Yeah, In other words, he's paying the producer's paying his bills and buying a new car with this other artist because he got the contract signed one-sided.
Yeah.
So, that's another thing he got to realize. You know, is it an even Steven? Is it a 30-70 split? And is 70% going to the producer and 30 to the artist? See what I'm saying?
So it's better,
you might think it's tough paying him by the hour, but you get to walk away owning yourself.
Yeah.
Remember that. Dignity and independence comes from, if you pay on the front end, you're still free. If you go and sign the contract, he owns it, or he's got a percentage of it. And there, which one is the better? Would you rather have him sign a contract with you on a production and him take 70% of the production and you get 30?
No. I wouldn't do it like that.
Okay,
no,
see, now that's the funny part. That's the funny part. When you start to think about the artists out here in the world and you start to realize that how is it that, TLC had to file bankruptcy? How is it that, Toni Braxton had to file bankruptcy? They've been all over the world. They performed in front of crowds that we dream to perform in front of. And you start to say, well, wait a minute.
But check this out. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
That's why I try to say to you, the independent artist is a lot further ahead of the artists that came before. For them, because you see, the artists that came before them, if you really read the stories and what have you, such as Dionne Warwick, she was with Burt Bacharach, and she has issues with the IRS that she's financially, she went with that psychic reader, but anyway, so maybe that's where she lost her money. But when you look at it, who made the money? That's just like Whitney Houston with Clive Davis. Who made the money? Did Whitney make it, or did the producer make it? See, I hear you, but you see, if you pay as you go in and you get lucky then, that producer's out of it. I mean, you know, things have come to the point where the creative person, if you have it together enough to do a to create a product and own it, you're driving the car. But if you got to get in the car and tell the guy, take me to the train station, it's when you get to the train station, he gonna ask for his money because he got you there. You see what I'm saying? In other words, you know, it's funny. You might think it's unfair and he's greedy. The $25 for the mixtape, he did you wrong on that. You know, I wouldn't let him forget
only,
that.
He did him wrong if he don't make good on it. $25 ain't much, don't get me wrong. $25 ain't much of an arm to put, as an investment to put into a mixtape when he's gonna, if he does the right thing behind it.
Well, now,
if
now,
he does
now,
the right thing,
now,
it's
now,
only,
now wait a minute. Now hold it, yeah. Sir, poetic.
Into,
I can remember when $25 was a fulfillment of a dream when I had to eat tuna fish for 5 days.
Well, we know what you're talking about. You're talking about the olden days.
No. I'm talking
the
well,
olden
days. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
you
okay,
are.
Okay.
Believe me.
But,
$25
but
go far right now.
Yeah, but see, guess what? Sure. You don't know how much money a man got in his pocket.
I agree.
Check this out. When I mentioned $25, that was like, I'd say maybe, 30 years ago. I can remember running into a brick wall and didn't have $5 and had to eat tuna fish for 5 days. $25 would have just made me take my shoes
off. But
don't
get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Today, $25 is like $5.
Yeah, but guess what?
Because if you
can eat all week though.
Yeah, but
you eat all week with $25.
Yeah. Well, you go to the dollar store, you can.
No.
I guess you got to be honest with you. I guess you got to live here in Florida.
Well, guess what? Guess what?
I guess you got to live here in South Florida because the cost of living is higher probably here than it is there.
Well, you know what? It's probably very, very true. Y'all,
how much? How much is gas now? Where you live at?
$3.89.
Wow. Well, y'all gas is higher than ours.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I let you make that statement about the cost of living down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
I rode with you on that, but guess what? The cost of living is higher up here.
That's what it sounds
what
like.
What is the minimum wage down? No. What is the minimum wage down there?
It's now $7.85.
Oh, our minimum wage is, if I'm not mistaken, $9.90 or close to $10 an hour. $11 an hour? My son just told me it's $11 an hour. Minimum wage.
Yeah, the cost of living is much higher.
Well, but see, guess what? I'm trying to tell you, the cost of living is higher here. Because, see, y'all don't know nothing about the Pacific Northwest. You were the one that told me we had bears. So, you know.
Okay, I was wrong.
You know what? I thought that was the funniest thing I told everybody I knew. They say, we got bears. But we don't have bears. I mean, they're in the mountains, but we don't go to the mountains. I go through the mountains. I have never went to the mountains. So, you know, when you say, I would tell you like this. Everyone that has come up to the Pacific Northwest has loved it. The only thing they don't like is they say it gets cold in the wintertime.
In the summertime.
No, we was hotter than y'all a couple of days ago.
I don't know.
We were the hottest area in the country.
Well, I think a lot of we do. A lot of people
But guess what? Global warming is going to make you want to leave. You got snakes. if you bring a busload of Pacific Northwest people down there, you just gonna see a bus.
Wait a minute. Hey, quick! Can I bring you quick? You got snakes in Georgia too, right?
What's up? Say that again.
You got snakes in Georgia too, right?
Oh yeah, we got a lot of them.
Oh, I ain't coming to visit you either, Quinn.
We got a lot of them.
Yeah.
We got a lot of them, and they're dangerous.
We don't have none of that up here.
Y'all don't have snakes up there?
Oh, no.
Well, we got a lot of them because we got a lot of swamps and everything, so, you know, hey.
I'm going to tell you like this. My family and my ancestors came from Kansas. Mm-hmm. And I used to often wonder why they didn't, you know, stay and live down there all their life. And you know what I realized? They escaped. But we're getting off the subject, y'all.
Yes, we are. I was just about to say the same thing, buddy.
But do y'all have you say y'all ain't got no snakes, but do y'all have mosquitoes?
No, not like you guys. Your
y'all
sounds
don't have
like airplanes like down there.
Yeah.
You hear a mosquito coming at you down there, it's so big. We don't have all that.
Man, look, man, you can't sit on a porch for 5 minutes.
All right, guys, I want to bring it back on point to the subject. When we actually y'all continue talking about whatever y'all want to in the next 3 minutes, we're gonna go back. We'll be talking about internet radio stations and how you can submit music to them. And what y'all talking about on the mixtape?
Yeah,
there are various internet radio stations. Internet radio stations that definitely will accommodate you in a heartbeat with a tape. And be honest with you, Hip Hop Nation is going to be probably opening up doors to do the same thing. Because long as you know, I really can't control anything what you do with it. If you want to market and sell it, that's on you. I've always opened up my program to protect you. Now, if you want to get yourself out there and you're getting your music out there, it's a good platform to get heard. I'm not gonna no longer be concerned with what you sell out there because that has nothing to do with me.
You're only concerned about the lyrics
and
that side of the morality.
You know, I respect that, bro. I respect you on that because that's real. I go with you all the way on that. It's not about playing everybody music. It's about you know being respectful. You know, being respectful with it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody music ain't on. You know, you can have a beat. Everybody think that your music hard. Time when they hear the beat hard, they think the music hard. But you can have a beat. That beat can be hard all day long, man. But you know, you got that. Those lyrics got, you know, the lyrics the one that makes sense. And also, they don't look at it. The lyrics be the one that bring the songs out.
Absolutely. Quinn, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about how should I submit music for radio airplay. And we're going to start talking when we come back on internet radio submissions and who's accepted what and how they accepted it. And how playing field has opened up a little larger than today. We'll be back in just a moment. Here is same OG with Better Man, Better Dad. I was hoping to have come on tonight to give him a personal interview. If y'all same OG, reach out to him. Let him know that Hip Hop National got his back. Hip Hop, he actually sponsored the show tonight. So we want to give him some highlight. I was just waiting for him to come through. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Again, same OG, better dad, better man, better dad.
Yes, same OG, a.k.a. the love boss. Had to do a song for my kids, love of my life. Ariana McKinney Green, Marcus Bernard Green Jr. I didn't want to write this down, but I want to spit it straight from my heart and soul, just to show you how much I love you. Yeah, yeah. February 7th, had a baby girl, she was sent straight from heaven. January 16th, had a little boy. Even though I'm a toy, yeah, you know the other loves of my life. Make me smile when I'm going through pain and strife. They gotta pick me up when I'm feeling down. They hit my daddy, walk another strong mile. Hey, and I don't know what's really going on. When I am feeling weak, they even make the daddy strong. Yeah, I love this too dearly to ever. As long as I got breath, we'll always be together.
To better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win. To join us in our chat room, log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
The jamming or slamming competition is in full throttle, giving you...
All right, sometimes you have accidents. The Bloops and Blondes of Radio. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and tonight we're talking about how should I submit music for radio airplay? And that's what we're talking about. And now we're going to be talking about internet radio stations. And submitting it, and it pretty much applies to how you submit music as a whole, even record companies. Everybody today have a certain criterion which they are expecting music. Some are working off of MP3s where they just want you to simply send it by an email. But when you send it, you want to make sure you do have the right information in it so that they can get in touch with you. In many cases, if you're going to send it an MP3, they want a copy of your album cover. They want to know that you'd have put the artwork together. And they want to know what you look like and how or what the song what the cover looked like of the song. So you may want to send them a JPEG, pretty much like 300 DPI, a nice JPEG of you in case they want to put you on their website. 72 DPI is pretty good, actually, for websites. But if they're going to put it in any kind of print, you definitely want it to be a 300 DPI photo. You also you want to find out if they're looking for a hard copy, maybe a CD or so, because and they want to make sure when you send it that you send it maybe in shrink with a shrink wrap, a self-addressed envelope and stamp when you send it out to them. You want to send one with the self-addressed envelope and stamp. So in case they don't want it, they can send it back to you. You want to send promotional material when you're sending stuff off to a radio station, by all means. Like if you got hats, you got shirts, you want to give them away on the program. have the listeners call in and win them. That helps the radio station be able to give away material. At the same time, it promotes what you promotes you as an artist, that you're going to promote your music. You're going to do some kind of promotional campaign behind it. So giving away promo material, you want to send in like CDs and stuff like that, which you can give, they can give away out over the air, you know, because radio stations like to give stuff away. Ties in good to their program. You want, when you're sending them stuff, send them full press kit, either in the form of an EPK, if you're going to be doing it electronically, or you do it in the form of a press kit. Very, very important. All information as far as your website, your phone number, name, address, phone number, all of that stuff. Make all that, put all that good stuff and all good content into place, because that's what radio stations are looking for. They want to know who they're going to be able to contact and get into, because they never know. You might make it big and make a hit. They might want to bring you on the show and interview you. So you got to think outside of the box and think big. Make sure you present this stuff appropriately in the right way.
Well, now, Poetic, got a question.
Yes, sir. You now have the floor.
And this pertains to exactly what you were talking about. And people submitting to you. Now, you keep somewhat of a record of those artists or the songs that you might have played, that how many people respond to that as part of a resume. And see, that's what I guess a lot of young people don't realize, that you are willing to give a certification of their play on your Hip Hop National Radio that they can use as a stepping stone going further.
Can I interrupt you there? When they send their music here, what I'm looking for is to bring, I want them to bring a crowd. I want people requesting their music. That's very important. And then I want genuine good content from them. I'm not looking for, I want content that, you know, that's marketable. That,
well, yeah, but I guess what
like
they don't know is that, yes, you can develop that artist by that following that they also generate and take them a step further. But see, that's part of the whole Hip Hop National Radio behind the scenes, because you have the connections to give them the doorway going up. You can help with that, you know, that resume.
And believe me, Rob, that is my goal. That is my dream. My dream is to be somebody I know and make that connection, and the response is phenomenal. Next thing
right.
We know,
see,
we
but
have
they don't
a
realize
star.
That that's what you,
that is
that,
my goal.
That's part of
the
what
whole
you
purpose
do
of this
to
program.
Them.
Yeah,
well, see,
that's the whole purpose of the program.
Mm-hmm. But they also, you know, I hate to say it, I guess because I'm older, I understand, because I've asked you all of those kind of questions and what have you, and you know, let's just say the person tuning in, they know it as Hip Hop National Radio. Oh, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that they only see it on one dimension, but they don't realize that there are many different other things going on in your helping the young artists, that, you know, by them bringing a following and have a proper production,
that
you can do things and work with them, so, you know, it just turns into a better thing for them, you know, and they can go further. But see, I do know why you're asking for all the materials, but then let's just say, start them at a certain point and tell them, hey, as far as they can go is as far as you can, as far as you can do for them. It starts with that first step, that submission. That's with any radio station, you know, terrestrial or internet. They've got to submit with their name, their address, and their telephone number, and so that at least that first connection is made and the product being worthy to be aired and played on the radio, you know, and take that first step. And, hey, who knows, you know, work with you, you know, have that fan base, you know, so that, guess what, they can help elevate you to helping that artist.
Mm-hmm. And also, be mindful of what platform that you get yourself involved with. Like right now, on our program, you know, Rodolph, we have the Facebook thing. I just saw something inappropriately put on, and it was a song. I guess the artist wanted to be heard, but the first thing he sees is really disrespect to everybody else in the group, definitely me. So he just got deleted. And that's the same thing when you're trying to submit your music to people. Please be mindful of the people that you're sending it to, because, you know, In my case, I'm Christian at the tip of, and I do listen to all kinds of music. I do hear, but there's certain things that I just want to get for my own listening ear, and I know I'm not playing in front of my family. Period.
But see, that's what's happening with all the rest of the stations.
Mm-hmm.
See, the funny part about it, that's why it's like crabs in a barrel. They're all fighting, and they're getting nowhere, and they call it haters. They don't realize that this is public. Anybody that might want to listen should be able to listen without being offended or hearing lyrics that are just demeaning and you know. So what you're saying to them is this is radio. This is not your neighborhood friend's house. This is
no,
radio.
It's not. And it's ready. It's ready on a broad scale. I mean, you got access to this anywhere around the world, man.
Exactly. And that's how far you're trying to get the people. It's not that who's to say that it's not that you're not going to rebroadcast a show that they're on. You know, you see, so it turns into the type of thing you're telling them, don't cut your nose off to spite your face. Go for the talent and the up and up. You know, hey, no offense to those that want to be neighborhood, you know, big people. You know, God bless them. But this is radio. For those that are trying to get further that have a dream of being mainstream, you're trying to get them there. Now, there are stations that play that underground stuff, but guess what? I don't listen to them. I don't care to listen to them. There are those that do. God bless them. Find that avenue. You're not mad, but in the same point, you're not that avenue. So understand, respect. And no disrespect by you deleting him, but in the same point, give you respect to know who and what you're standing for when they want to post something on Hip Hop National Radio.
Absolutely, sir. Somebody got my back.
Well, you know what?
But,
hey.
What's that?
It's a point that, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for it all. And that's why I participate, is I like the stand that you take. I like the effort that you're trying to give to the young people. You know, I get to meet people like Quinn, and he's a beautiful guy. You know, he's a beautiful guy. We could sit down and laugh and talk, and I could enjoy that with him. You know, it's a point that music is, you know, they got this thug gang mentality when it comes to hip-hop. It's just an act. It was an act that opened up a door for a little hardcoreness in the music. But it's a doorway that it's not a lifestyle. It's just music. Don't let music change your character. Let it lift your character up. You know, it's time, you know, and if we don't try to bring it the other way, it's going to disappear like psychedelic music. You remember your mom used to say, turn that the noise off? Well, that's exactly what's happening with hip-hop. It's offensive, it's degrading, and people are saying, turn it off. We don't want hip-hop to be turned off. We want it to be played.
I would say this. Exactly. I'm with you, buddy.
Hey, I've seen the cycle.
No, and believe me, man, don't get me wrong. I'm still trying to figure out R&B. I mean, it's there, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, it's there, but it's not. I mean, what we grew up accustomed to, like the Marvin Gaye's and Shy and Gerald Levert and Boyz II Men, all of that kind of stuff. Those groups that had that tight, you know, R&B sound you just don't hear it anymore.
Well, but you do. You know what's funny? They're, you know, it's turning into the type of thing that they're bringing back the old groups. Boyz II Men, I just saw them on a commercial.
Oh, I saw them too.
See, I agree. That's because hip-hop, young folks are killing it. The world is craving for artists. And what the young folks don't realize is that, wow, hip hop is wide open, but you got to keep it above board and mainstream.
Yeah.
You know, I have mentioned a guy named Macklemore. I'm so tired of hearing the thrift store. I tried to figure out, do people dance to this music? But because it's above board, he's getting the play. He walked through the door where everybody else can't get. Because they're underground, and it was wide open.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, everybody's competing for the underground, and they allowing themselves to remain in the underground.
Well, you know, it goes back. You know, history repeats itself. You remember Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah,
you know, are those times back where they're doing everything and anything and talking about it and it's okay? No.
Oh man, that's another story.
But you know what? Excuse me. I my man Raw Dog. I ain't mean to cut you off. I'm an old school brother. You know, my I love it. My things go back.
Now, when you say you're an old school brother, you like the old school. How old are you, Quinn?
I'm 24. I'm 24 now, 24. Bro.
So we can't say you're an old school brother. We'll just say you embrace the old school.
Yeah, but you're right. I'm not an old school. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say that. But see, what you were just saying, all those groups that you were just saying, that Boyz II Men, Gerald Levert, you know, those guys never leave my CD changer, bro. You know what I mean? Those guys were, see, back then, you know, there was artists, you know what I'm saying? You know, and now you don't hear anything from Boyz II Men no more because, you know, they paid, man.
Yeah.
They paid, you know. It's not only that they paid,
that Boyz II Men went back home and were the same individuals that they started out being. Hip hop people changed. They changed their name to this and that and the other,
like,
and they start
like
becoming
poetic
that character. You know, Flavor Flav. The only reason I use Raw Dog on this is because guess what? Anonymity. But that's between you and I and Quinn and other
you know, you know, I, you know, if you call me by my legal name, I'm going to call you by yours.
That's quite poetic. I already know your legal name, man. I ain't going to say your legal name.
See, now you see how that goes? Anonymity, boys to men. I still don't know each one of the individual names.
Yeah.
But they went back home, and they're, can we find their address? If I don't know his name, is it under boys to men? See what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It turns into the type of thing that you start looking at hip hop, and it's funny, but it gets to the brain, and a character comes out, going back, they stick in the character, carry guns, and want to go to the strip club and make it flow. Too many impressions of the wrong thing rather than the right thing. I don't ever remember hearing Boyz II Men being in the strip club making it rain. Not that they didn't, but I never heard of it. You know, there's still a respectability to it, you know?
Yeah, well,
I was
looking at that commercial, what you was talking about. One of them was missing out of that commercial.
Well, I think he got sick. I think it's a taller the bass one. I think.
It wasn't
the bass one.
He got sick, but he's still alive, right?
Well, see, you know what? I don't know what the situation is. I don't.
I heard in the wind that he did get sick back in the days, but I don't know the full story.
You know, and they were a beautiful example of entertainer artists. And guess what? A lot of young folks tried to mimic them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, but the fact that, you know, hip-hop is actually wrong with the image. And, you know, I guess that's why Will Smith no longer does hip-hop. You know, I mean, he wants that other image, his father.
No, Will's being a superstar.
To be a superstar, he can't dress like he used to, the Fresh Prince. And you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he stepped out of that zone. Oh, absolutely. But I got to be honest with you, man. All I can say is I'm glad hip-hop exists because hip-hop was responsible for bringing on some wonderful entertainers.
I'll say
Will Smith. Actually, I'm proud that hip hop produced him because he came through hip hop.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. LL Cool J was another one. You know, I mean, they turned into men. They did that when they were teenagers. And as men, they realize that if I'm going to have a family, I can't represent. But guess what? We only got, what, 42 minutes?
I'm going to interrupt you. Yeah, that's why I'm going to interrupt you. 50509. Who is this?
Yes, yeah, what's up, man? This is Same OG.
That's all right, Same OG. I jumped on the show. We've already played June. And we're getting ready to clock out for the night. But anyway, just to let you guys know, a portion of the show was fun tonight by Same OG. The tune that we played for him was Better Dad.